50208 Media.
My name is Robbie DeShazer, and you're listening to Tapheads. Back in 2019, I started introducing my best friends, Carter and Wendy, to the wide and wonderful world of craft beer. Since then, we've tried tons of different brews from all over the world. But then we had an idea. What if instead of limiting ourselves to just beer, we opened the floodgates and tried all the great drinks the world had to offer? So now we're diving into the world of wine, whiskey, tequila, cocktails, and yeah, still drinking beer. Basically, if it's found behind the bar, we want to talk about it. Because after all, the best part of drinking isn't what's in your cup. It's the people you share it with. This is Tapheads.
Okay.
That's not the soundboard.
Welcome to our unboxing.
Carter's unboxing our beer glasses. Welcome to Tapheads, everybody. This is Robbie DeShazer, your host, as always. We're hanging out. Leo's in the back. This is a chill episode. Maggie and I are in the middle of moving. We haven't set up the new podcast studio yet, so we're just doing it in the very echoey kitchen. Leo's just making a bunch of noise in the background, if you guys can hear that.
He's a riot.
He is killing it. No, we're just chilling. We're doing kind of a show and tell, is what I have been referring to it as. So everyone's bringing stuff that they enjoy. And let me go ahead and introduce everyone that's here on the mics right now. Right across from me is my partner in crime, my best man, Carter Spilliards. How are you doing, Carter?
You know, I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
The day started off strong, and then it got a little tense in the middle. And then now, it's real chill.
It's beer time.
Yeah.
It's drink time. We don't just have beer today.
It's true. We're
doing everything.
A lot of weird. It's going to go down weird. But
it is. It's going to be fine.
I couldn't tell if you'd done drugs or not, because like the way you went from day started off good, then it went tense, and then you went, now we're chill? And I'm like, Carter had to have forced his way somewhere.
I just
robbed a bank.
Y'all, I bought a 4,000-piece Lego. I've been working on it after work, and I am in heaven.
Nice.
Yeah. That right there on the mic is Wendy with a W. Wendy Lopez, my best woman.
Ladies, it's me and gentlemen and non-binary people who listen. It is Wendy. You're right. How's everyone doing today? All right. So when you're at a show.
You just Dora the Explorer'd it. We're just, how are you doing today?
Good.
That's great.
I hope someone responded. I would have hoped that you at least sitting next to me would have, but you didn't.
Why are you not speaking, Bree?
I haven't been introduced yet. Bree, so I was just waiting. I didn't want
Bree
to
is here.
Spoilers.
Bree, you've been. This is your second 5208 Media podcast.
Yes, it is.
This is kind of your like first and a half appearance on Tapheads. You did provide six beers for an episode.
That is true. From Wisconsin. Yes.
From Wisconsin. And that was fantastic, and we thank you very much. You're a friend of the show, for sure. A friend of all of us. Welcome. Thanks for coming on to this one. Yeah. I'm sorry I only brought three microphones. I said, I'm moving. And like I've said before, I'm bad at math. So.
Also, you don't
be good at math to drink beer.
What's the word? You're not required. You're not obligated to give people answers. Not that anyone asked.
Okay. Yeah, so like I said, this episode, let's talk about what we've been drinking lately. Not just the things that we're going to drink tonight, though. Or just not the things.
What has Carter been drinking?
What? Has Carter been drinking?
Drinking? Not today.
No, not lately.
What about that?
You just spent like a week with Rick and Lee Spilliards.
I did. The beautiful Rick and Lee Spilliards. They're doing lovely. We had, what did I have? I had this, so we went to this Tex-Mex Greek fusion.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
So like Euro fajitas?
It sounds delicious.
Similar. It was Euro tacos.
Mm.
And I had like a crab cake slider.
Mm-hmm.
They had some different stuff. I had a pomegranate margarita.
Yum.
It was okay. Because it was like a lot of ice and a tiny glass, and it mostly just tasted like tequila.
Oh, I was going to say maybe pomegranate.
Which,
juice?
Not a big problem, but it didn't really taste the pomegranate. Mm-hmm. trying to think what else we drank.
I'm sure you guys had some of your Weller.
Yes. Lee got her Yes, I brought my mother her 3 bottles of Weller. So she is set for the week. I'm kidding. I'm trying to think. We had an Old Fashioned, which is good with the Weller.
Yeah.
Because it's a very sweet bourbon.
For sure.
And then... trying to think what else. I had a lot of a drink that I've brought for today's episode.
All right, then we'll hang on to that one. Wendy, what have you had to drink?
So, I'm not being paid for marketing. Wow. I don't think I've talked about it yet. The new White Claw flavors.
Are these the Surge?
No, I haven't had the Surge.
I saw a commercial for the Surge.
There was a commercial.
And I was like, what makes it Surge?
Is it not flavored like Surge?
Is it caffeinated?
I know the alcohol content goes up.
Okay, is it boozier? I couldn't
tell. It's supposed
to
be boozier. I don't think it's an energy.
Because they had like cranberry and orange?
I haven't had them. I did try the new White Claw flavors.
Which one?
In addition to the teas that they have now, they also have iced tea versions of their drinks, of some of them. But the 3 new flavors are blackberry, strawberry, and pineapple. I like all of them.
How was the pineapple?
Delicious.
Sounds good,
yeah. It is delicious.
It was the one I was most curious about.
Yes, it tastes... not that it necessarily tastes like pineapple juice, but if you like pineapple soda, I think it's pretty sweet. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Pineapple was my favorite of the Topo Chico seltzer, so I imagine the White Claw's
all right.
Pretty good.
Had those too. Trash.
So all of them?
No, they're fine.
I think lemon lime and I think pineapple are good. I think they're half trash.
I've only tried 2 of them, so I'm so sorry. I was very quick to just throw that on all of them. Pineapple was fine. Recommend the White Claw over it. And I had was it strawberry guava?
Oh, I was not a fan of the strawberry guava.
It doesn't sound good. It might have been the mango. That sounds like too much going on.
I had the mango one. I think the strawberry guava might have been fine. The mango was disgusting.
I just thought the mango was like mango, not like there was like nothing else going on.
There's just like it was just gross.
Especially compared to that mango, the smoothie, the one I had from New Belgium, that was so good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the mango one that I had that I was just so surprised. I was like, this is bad. So that's that. Beer wise, man, I haven't been picking up a lot of new beers, which is unfortunate. But I also had a pomegranate drink recently. I don't know if it was... I think it might have been a pomegranate mimosa of some sort.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was really good. But that's why I'm surprised when you said you had the margarita and you can't taste the pomegranate. Because pomegranate is so sweet and very uniquely flavored that I'm like, that's a problem that you can't taste that.
Yeah.
But that's really what I've been having. So, love you all.
Yeah. Brie, have you had anything recently?
Nothing too exciting. I stick to margaritas mostly. I had this delicious watermelon margarita at Papacito's. It was gigantic. It was great. My grandma got one too. And my grandma, I don't think, has ever had tequila. It felt like, she was like, I don't really like tequila. And I was like, why did you buy a $16 drink? But...
especially when they also have good, like, rum drinks and stuff, too.
Yeah, for sure. And then at my sister's wedding, like, 2 weeks ago, I had about 3 rum and cokes. Safe bet. Nothing exciting.
What was the rum in the rum and cokes?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. And then also, I forgot to introduce her. Our producer for the day, our executive producer, not on the mic, in the room, just
director.
Chilling. Maggie Fogwell. Woo! The love of my life, my fiance.
Hello, Tapheads.
What's up? What is up, Maggie? How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm just interviewing her like I'm on fucking 6 o'clock news.
That's so adorable.
But no, we're having fun. How's the move been for you so far?
Stressful, but now that we're in the house, I feel a lot better.
I agree.
Maggie, while we have you on the mic, I have a question for you. Do you think our country will solve the global climate crisis before it's too late?
No.
All right, thank you for your time.
So I had to drink. I've had a lot of interesting stuff. I spent some time, your parents came into town a couple times since the last time we had an episode, and I introduced them to some stuff that was on our bar cart, mostly because I was trying to get rid of stuff on the bar cart before the move. Didn't do a great job of that. It's all still there. If you, everyone in the room can see that it's all still there. Other than that, have I had anything interesting? Oh, we had an excellent wine tonight with our dinner. I just set up my new grill in the backyard, and I cooked some steaks tonight, and we had a Grape Creek Cabernet Trois that was very excellent. Might still be in the fridge if you want to try a sip of it, anyone here.
Did you try that one?
We can just throw it in the episode, too, I guess.
We could.
Just
throw it in.
Your second one.
That can be Bree's second one. Bree only brought one drink.
Wait.
With no instructions. Bree is great. She had no instructions, no obligation to bring anything.
I brought both drinks.
She was told to hang out. I didn't even bring a fourth microphone because I'm an idiot. And she still brought a drink. And so we'll toss that Cab Trois in just for fun. That being said, let's drink, guys.
Let's talk about the stuff we got started.
So this is actually one I've had a couple times now. And I didn't talk about it because...
Did you have this at dinner?
I did have this when we went to dinner not too long ago. Can you give me four of these?
Okay.
So this is...
Figured this would be easier than having to...
Oh, yeah.
This is from Whitestone Brewery, which is right near... Here, Wendy, if you could pour while I talk about it.
Sure.
That would be excellent. This is from Whitestone Brewery. It is Long Gone Blonde Ale. Whitestone is right by the new house.
Long gone?
Mm-hmm.
Long gone blonde?
Yes. Long gone blonde. And, like I said, these guys are my new local brewery, so, they're gonna be... Are we gonna be able to get four out of this one can? Okay, we'll just toss that back in the fridge. Producer, could you please take this back?
This makes me know that I didn't need to bring two of both of mine.
Well, then we'll just... Especially, you had the 16-ounce can.
That's true.
Bree's not a big fan of beer.
Don't say that. Well, I'm uneducated.
Well, I'm just saying we can be conscious about pouring.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Use less cans.
And I have got, another five of these.
This smells good.
Yeah.
I love the smell of beer.
This is a super... In my opinion, it's not an amazing beer. I think it's well made. I think it's got a nice little tang to it.
I was going to say, it's got almost like a fruity nose.
Super drinkable. Definitely a blonde. Kind of a hazy blonde, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It is a little hazy.
It's good.
Or is that just the condensation?
Yeah. I can't quite tell.
I like this, Robbie.
Yeah?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, this is
a super good, drinkable, crushable, call it kind of a lawnmower beer,
I like this.
Did you talk about where the brewery was?
It's got a good malt character.
This is right by... The new house. So
don't dox yourself.
I'll dox myself. I live in Cedar Park, Texas now. Move to the burbs. Come find me.
Our producer on the air is like, cut it. Maggie's like, don't do that.
So leave it out.
I'll show you guys by motioning. It's that way, then that way, then that way.
That's awesome.
I like it.
I think that's the way I came.
So. Yes. It's probably the way you all came.
Yes.
Yeah. The can's cool. I personally like the can.
Yeah.
It looks a little busy, but also.
It is a little busy, yeah.
So some of this stuff could be cut out, but I think it looks good.
It's got some lemon wedges on there.
Yeah.
And I'll say it's got kind of a lemony note.
I like the font, Long Gone Blonde, like a surfer, 70s, 80s aesthetic. I don't know.
What?
It's
actually orange.
Is it an orange?
Orange peel, yeah.
Then it is an orange.
Vanilla bean and orange peel.
Which I guess is what makes it kind of sweet.
Because
it's not a fruity sweet.
Yeah, now that you say vanilla bean, I'm picking up kind of a creaminess from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already out. Help.
We have more of it. Do you?
Nah.
Okay.
It was good, though.
It's good. It's super crushable, which is evident by the fact that we're all almost already done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the IBUs on this. I do know it is 5.2% alcohol by volume. I'm not trying to be super...
Did they sell these in store, or did you have to buy it from the...
We found this in our closest HEB, so I don't know if it's in every HEB... But it's in a lot of the North Austin ones.
How long have they been around?
I don't know anything about them. I'm hoping to go soon.
Sounds exciting.
But they also have, and I thought about grabbing this, but I ended up choosing this one in the store. Their Converter Kolsch. What are you showing us, Carter?
I was asking your fiancé to please input the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. She'll take care of it. Are you looking them up?
I am looking them up.
All right, tell us what you can. But that being said, they have their converter Kolsch as well, mm-hmm. which is an excellent Kolsch. I just thought that this was a little bit more unique. I think a lot of people are doing Kolsches and light lagers in Austin right now, and I think blondes are maybe kind of set to have a moment in our local scene.
I did not get a Villanelle from this, but I did drink it very quickly.
Well, I don't think it's not a bold thing, but I think
the orange.
I think it's like you said, the sweetness that it has. It's not, because it's not a fruity sweet.
The vanilla just kind of backs up the malt character, which I think is what. What do you think, Brie?
It was really easy to drink. I usually just pick a beer when I go to a brewery, and I'm almost always disappointed. I wouldn't be disappointed with this.
Would this be something you would pick at a brewery, though?
Yeah, I would definitely get it again.
But just, like, had you walked in, like, saw...
I usually go for blondes.
Usually go for blondes?
Yeah.
I don't know where to go from that. But you're not... So tell us, I guess, this is your first Tap Heads.
Right.
Tell us about your beer palette, your drink palette. What's your...
Oh, I don't know.
You said you like margaritas.
Yes.
So... Carter, I think his next one, he's got a... Are we going to do the Goza?
Yeah, we can do that next.
Yeah, so we've got a citrusy...
I'm looking it up right now.
We got a kind of a citrusy beer coming up. Put it by the ear. That might be more for your palate. Although, like you said, you liked this, so...
Yes.
Who knows?
Okay.
But Carter's running to the fridge. Like I said, this is a laid-back episode. Who cares that we don't have the drinks ready to go?
Totally fine. I want to know if I'm going to have to pour out my beer.
Or we don't have drinks.
Oh, glasses.
Here.
Pass one to Carter so he can pour it.
Carter?
Yeah.
Are you just going to pass this? Okay, so tell us the story behind this one.
Okay, so my friend, Bryson.
Doc's your friend. Doc's your friend.
Bryson Gibbons, if you're listening, or if your mother's listening, I almost got her to listen to the show.
What did you say that kept her from crossing the finish? How did you?
Well, I don't know. We were just getting dinner, and she was there, and I brought up Tap Heads, mm-hmm. and she was like, "Ooh, I might check it out." So, shout out Wendy Gibbons, if you're listening.
I love you, Wendy. from one Wendy to another, I love you.
This is a pro Wendy podcast. We like Wendy Lopez. Yeah. We like,
but
Wendy
also Gibbons. Shout out. Bryce
Wendy from Peter Pan.
Thank you for giving us the Chilton Goza from Two Docks Brewing Company.
Ooh, I like the cans.
It's
got a couple of different aesthetics for
Lubbock,
beer.
Texas.
It's got a couple of different craft beer can aesthetics going on here.
Ooh, I can smell it.
You got kind of a little pinup girl look here.
Yeah, we got like a pinup lemon girl.
But we also got like the graffiti writing.
Ooh, got an interesting scent. Let's see what the Untappd has to say. A refreshing, crisp, salty lemon. This beer is a great representation of the local favorite cocktail. Changes what you think beer can be, and try this delicious ale.
Okay.
So, do you guys know what's normally in a Chilton?
5.5 ABV, 8 IBUs.
I'm not familiar with a Chilton.
I don't know.
I wasn't either, so I was gonna look it up. Thank you, Robbie. Let's see. Chilton is normally, it's actually Lubbock's signature cocktail, a blend of vodka, lemon, and a splash of soda, which
probably like it.
The color, I mean, I think it looks very lemon.
Yeah, I can smell some lemon.
I'll be honest, I don't like that smell.
Maggie made a face.
I can't wait to hear.
Is it sour?
Yeah. Sour.
I'm excited.
Yes. I mean, great. And so, okay, so that's what the Chilton is. Goza. Let's see.
Which, everyone's making faces.
Goes
it smells lemony.
I don't know what the aftertaste is, but I really don't like it.
Really?
But
this is a weird drink.
It is.
I for me, it's not that sour.
No.
But
this reminds Maggie of the pickle beer.
I haven't had it. The Martin House Brewing.
We actually is the only one you've had the Freetail one.
You brought a pickle beer on, right?
I've had three pickle beers now.
I'm gonna be honest.
You disappointed?
This tastes a bit like lemony pool water.
It's a little watery, right? I definitely taste some
Wendy Gibbons.
You know, lemony snicket's cousin, lemony pool water.
She didn't do anything with it.
Oh, okay, Bryson.
Bryson,
you piece of shit. Wait, Wendy, cover your ears. I just, like, this is... I wonder if you could pour vodka into this.
This tastes like what... This tastes like what people in Lubbock think a good sour tastes like.
Whoa. Rough.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Like, when you're, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. I'm saying this in a... Your description says, change what you think beer can be and try this delicious. And I'm like, this does not stack up against anything that Blue Owl brings to the table. Or Jester King. Or any, like... And we're spoiled when it comes to sours here in Austin.
I didn't think that there was a sour that I would be like, ooh, no thank you. But...
Well, I don't, like, for me...
It's grown on me.
Yeah, I don't think it, like, it's not like you can't drink. It's not offensive.
To me, the sour and the salt don't mix.
Well, I just don't think there's, no offense, but I don't think there's a bold enough flavor there. Like, I wasn't getting really that lemon. And Goza's already, they're already sour.
Mm-hmm. They're already sour, they're already salty.
The Chilton, which only has 3 ingredients, should have a lot of lemon. But I'm just like,
It is lemony.
It's just water.
Never going to Lubbock.
I like the bit of salt. I love salt.
This is disappointing to say.
It is. We won't be opening the second can.
Oh, no. I mean, I'll drink it. What's the ABV on this?
5.5.
It's a tall can. I mean, I think the woman on it's cool.
Yeah.
Actually, the can's fine, too.
I don't like the font.
Yeah,
it's not this font. The Chilton font.
You don't like the Chilton? Oh, no. It's just... Yeah. It's fine. It's... The can is tall and yellow with blue. It has like a graffiti-esque style in the Chilton, and then the ghost.
It's grown on me a little bit.
Something else. Well, I don't. It's not offensive.
No, it's just. No.
It's disappointing. Sorry.
It's missing.
Several things.
Yeah.
It. I don't know how it's 5.5% with no body
lacking.
Yeah. Not going super crisp. Okay. Yeah. Wendy, what have you... Oh, wait. Are we going to do the wine or are we going to do the beer?
Well, let's do the beer.
Do the beer,
and
then the wine.
Then the wine. And then we'll break.
Then we'll break. Who wants a canned one?
Fuck it. Give me a can, Wendy.
I guess we'll all do a can.
Whatever. Okay, I don't care.
Wendy brought Dos Equis for show and tell.
We're all going to shotgun it.
I thought there was a theme.
And the theme was what?
Summer.
I don't think that was the theme.
Mine are both summery.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, should I have brought a dark beer?
No. I just said
not get a something dark beer, but...
I just said get something you've been digging recently.
She's always digging this. Come on.
That's fair. We've never had it on the show.
That's true.
Keep Gavin over there.
It's not one, but 2 X's.
Yes. I would like to apologize to Brie real quick.
Why?
I really thought that Chilton Goza was going to be better, and I thought it was going to be more suited for your palate.
Well, no.
It just sounded like someone was pissing.
Sorry.
Wendy's salting the cans for us. Ooh, we're getting fancy.
It's not even going
I am excited for the Dos Equis. I've never had a Dos Equis.
Never had a Dos Equis.
Never had a dose? You're about to get a
Here,
whole can's
you can
worth.
Have the first yes. one. This is your first dose. In 28 days, you'll have to have your second.
What happens if we mix it with the Chilton?
It might taste pretty good.
It might taste pretty good, right? I just had the thought.
Ooh, good can pop. Oh, it's fizzing everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I should have done instead of having a can? I should have gone outside. I should have Steve Austin'd them and just banged them together and given myself a beer shower. Shout out to Mania Moments with Robbie and Phoenix. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Thank you. That's salty.
Yum.
Oh, are we going to dignify it by pouring it in a glass, or are we just going to save the glass?
What? I, for one, like that the tab has 2 X's printed into it.
It's a cute
you know?
Touch.
Have they ever attempted to do Tres Equis?
Whoa. Is that going to be their triple?
It should be.
It should be.
Or it should be they're just straight up booze.
Never
like
Dos Equis before.
The bottles and the cartoons that just say XXX.
Tres Equis.
Tres Equis. All right. Anyway. That's why it tastes like lime.
I don't know anything about this brewery.
Lager Especial.
Okay. So here's what I thought.
A special lager.
When I brought this beer. I thought it was supposed to be kind of themed summery. I don't know.
It foamed when I went for the first sip, so I just ended up with it on my shirt.
Incredible. So I'm not great at the salting part, but if you ever have a Dos Equis, highly recommend salt and lime.
Pretty salty.
It's good. Beautiful. Could be better. But
Maggie's okay with Dos Equis. Tell it. Maggie, give us your thoughts. Ms. You don't like beer.
I think it's all
right. There you have it, folks. Oh, did I get unplugged? Oops, there we go. What did you think of it?
Sure. I think it's all right.
Yeah. There we go. So much salt. Just fucking go for it.
Yeah. See, look, lime and salt is so good. Dos Equis, one of my favorite beers out there for just big market, lager, delicious. It's great.
I, for one, like to get a big piece of salt, like a big rock, and a whole lime, and just take a bite like an apple and then lick the rock salt. Mm-hmm. Like one of those salt lamps.
That's what they do at the brewery. Thanks.
That's a little craft spot where Dos Equis is made.
Yeah.
Sorry. The first Mexican beer I ever had was not a Dos Equis, it was a Corona. But I would like to just tell a story about Austin Zessen, who's not
with
here.
Your family?
No, it wasn't. It was just with kidding. Austin. I had never had Mexican beer before. Had it my freshman year of college. I don't know how I had never had a Mexican beer before.
Making a fast first year.
Oh, with Corona, con mi familia.
Yeah. But
it's okay. I wasn't thinking. I was thinking. Fine. I want to humiliate Austin Zessen. It's
fine. Don't we all
put a lime in a Corona and turned it upside down to do the thing?
Yeah.
Do you know? But didn't put his thumb all the way in and just sprayed himself directly in the eye. And he was. It was before I moved to Austin. He was here. And he was trying to show how cool he had become, and he just sprayed himself right in the eye.
That's hilarious.
Great. Great story.
Love that kiddo.
He's not here to defend himself. Even better.
Cheers, Austin.
Mi familia.
Oh, man. Guys, I went to the Dos Equis website to find out more about them, but it wasn't that easy, so I just hope you all know it's a beer.
You want it back?
Yeah.
It's a lager. It's a lager especial.
This is gonna be your beer, whenever you're at a bar, if you're at the pool or out, it's great. It's a great beer, and with salt.
Just take the rest of it. I don't need more Dos Equis.
What?
Fuck yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of like Sprite.
You want more salt?
It looks like a Sprite. No, the can, new cans look a little bit Sprite.
They do look a little Sprite esque.
What?
They did drop a ranch water thing.
Did they?
I don't.
You should have brought that.
Pour some tequila really cool. in this, and you're halfway there.
Do we have to keep? There's some Espolon. Grab the Espolon.
I have to drive home.
Do it. Maggie, someone's got to do it.
They have a guest room.
We have a little funnel too. Would that help?
Yeah, just a little bit.
They released a hard seltzer that's ranch water, with lime. I haven't tried it yet.
Yum.
I hope you're happy.
They did. Ooh.
You don't have to do this. But we do have a guest bedroom if you need it.
You have to go to work tomorrow, though.
Can't wake up at 6.
You can get up and drive.
Maggie's home office.
Oh, that's true.
They did do
a... You should have just brought your Mac for work.
Oh. Maybe.
Just been one screen today. Tomorrow. That was a lot to go for this joke. Carter just poured Espolon in a Dos Equis.
It was not that much.
It's always
a splash.
Now shotgun it.
It's
already open.
It's already open.
Did you see the shotgun of Sprite TikTok?
Yes.
Did I send it to you?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah?
Not bad.
I mean, that makes sense. That's why.
Dos Equis for the win.
I mean, Mexican lagers get poured into margaritas all the time.
Yeah, Equis, more like W, am I right? For win? Thanks, audience.
All right.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Dos Equis did do a can where they already include the salt and lime. Not worth it.
I think it's like fake salt.
You talked about this the last episode, I think.
And I'm here to fucking repeat it. I believe
she's
it.
Here. She's here to spread the good word.
Yeah,
that it's bad.
The new Dos Equis is not worth it.
No,
I haven't.
It's like that Jack Daniels or the Jack and Coke in a can. No, thanks.
Not worth it.
What a time.
Not worth it.
Or the Crown Peach and Tea in a can. Not worth it. And we'll find out after tonight if it's worth having it at all. I'm sorry. I feel like I keep being mean to Bree, and she's just not ready for the ribbing that comes with being on Tapas.
I'm sensitive. I don't know.
She's also a friend. You know? She'll have to take it.
You have to. You have to take it. You can't.
No.
You're stuck here.
You can't even get home.
Whoa.
Leo's already gone and burned your car.
It's, oh, no.
It's the implication.
I just imagine him with, like, a box of matches. He just, like, strikes it with his ear.
Beautiful. Do we want to try the wine? It's up to you guys.
Why not? I don't know.
Go grab it. Is it? We still have it, right, Maggie? His
beard. What? Oh, it's fine. I put a splash. Mm.
So, this is Grape Creek. This is from Fredericksburg, Texas.
Ooh, woo.
They were the first winery in kind of the 290 wine, what do they call it?
Trail.
The wine trail? The wine corridor. There we go. It's the wine. So on 290, there's a bunch of.
The vino corridor?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to pour these in. The beer glasses, that work? Everyone just take a swig.
I'll just dump some in here. You want some, Robbie?
I will take some.
Let me know when I stop.
That's good. I don't need a ton of it.
Let me know when I stop.
I'm going to rinse mine out.
Thank you. That's enough.
Carter's a real white. I've already had it today, so I know what it tastes like.
You led with thank you and not stop.
Well, thank you, Maggie.
That's the Midwesterner.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, the thank you means, like, I'm good. Like, thanks.
Well, I don't do that. I always go, thank you. And then I say, you're good.
So, Carter, since the bottle is near where you're going to sit, you want to read the back of it to us and give us the information on this Cabernet Trois?
Do I?
This is the 2018 Cabernet Trois from Grape Creek.
Trois.
I'm having a great time with this.
2018, great year.
It's been a while since I've had wine.
'Twas a fine year. I tried an organic wine.
Yeah?
A couple of days ago. It was okay. It was very dry. Cabernet Trois. This Grape Creek legacy blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Ruby Cabernet creates aromas of black currants, spice, and cedar wood. Vinted and bottled by Grape Creek Vineyards, Fredericksburg, Texas.
So I will say, have we done an episode?
According to the Surgeon General.
Mm-hmm. Oh. have we done an episode since the last time we went to Grape Creek? Or
I have no idea.
Trying to remember. Maybe not. Maybe not. Their tour that they do is fantastic. We did the tour. They did... the tour itself, I guess, wasn't that great. Our guide wasn't super knowledgeable. Like, I tried to ask, like, what kind of yeast they used, and he had no fucking clue. But they take you into the back, and they show you... They have the same wine, same age, in three different kinds of barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to try some from each of them and see how the barrel affects.
That's really cool.
That is
and
cool.
Then,
yeah.
Like, you know...
I want that experience just because, like, obviously you can read what it says and all that stuff, but I don't, unless you have it in front of you, I don't know the difference. But this tastes delicious, personally. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of reds.
It's a super serviceable dinner wine. Look it up.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah. Carter's the one who I really wanted to see what his reaction was, because you're the bold red guy.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Brie, what do you think?
It's exceptionally drinkable.
I know you're working up to red wine.
It's got an interesting...
I'm still working up to red wine.
It's got an interesting flavor I can't quite place.
What do you think of this?
It's pretty good. It really is. It's better than the box red wine I've bought in the past.
That's your first problem.
Yes.
Look, put the box
I was just in college, fridge. Okay? Like, yeah. No judgment.
Yeah, but...
It takes some time when all you have is Moscato and white wines.
And I will say, I think, like I said, I think it's a really good with dinner wine, something that's like, it's not too complicated, but it's also...
This with the steak would be delicious.
It was.
Did you have that? Have you tried that one I gave you?
Not yet. We thought about trying it tonight. I wanted to give it a little more room instead of just being like, here it is with steak, potatoes, and Brussels sprouts.
It's a Syrah, so it's pretty much what it's supposed to go with.
That's fair. But I want to try something for the first time with, like, you know, on its own.
That's fair.
Yeah, but everyone liked it. I think it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. Grape Creek is good. You can barely find them in stores. Ever. You can't find them in stores at all. Maggie is telling me. No stores.
Question. Because I've seen other wines that have a similar name with the trois, whatever, trois in it. Does this one specifically mean that there's like three different kinds of wine in it, or is it just a fancy name?
Three different Cabernets in it.
Okay, that's what I was wanting to make sure.
Yep.
Cool.
So it's still a red blend, but it's a blend of three cabs.
It's a red blend with three cabs.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good wine. I think it's a really good intro to red wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone have anything else to say before we take break?
Oh, man. I need more wine because I want a photo of me double-fisting my wine and my dose.
Pour it.
It was good wine.
I can't right now.
Oh, okay.
Are you already drunk?
No. My hands are full.
She just has a personal stance on pouring things for people.
Are you just worried you're going to spill?
Well, yeah. If it was sitting on the table, I'd be like, sure. Now I'm over explaining.
Oh my god.
There's a paper towel.
That's why I want to make sure. Thank you, Maggie. This is why we have her. She's a great producer.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with whatever we come back with in the second half.
Wine away.
We're back. Hey.
Whoa.
Welcome back.
I feel like it's been a day and a half.
It's been quite a while since we recorded. It's been like probably 20, 30 minutes. What is Leo doing? Oh, he's full on up on the counter.
Leo, you little freak.
What a weirdo. Such a weird dog.
Yeah.
It's your dog.
What a king.
He is. All right. Bye, Leo. We have some drinks. We got more to drink. We got four drinks. One, two, three, four. Maybe five if you count Breeze as two.
One, two.
Oh, that's my sweet tea.
Three. Oh, and then yours.
Know.
Yes.
All right. What are we going to start with? We're going to start with Wendy's.
Let's just Wendy's first.
Wendy made a cocktail for us all. What did you make us?
Whiskey sours. All right, ladies and gents. Your girl, despite how much I love this drink, I have not memorized how it's made. It's simply whiskey, lemon juice, simple syrup, and cherries. How does yours taste?
Robbie just nodded and...
Is it... Tell me what...
It smells really salty. Or maybe that's lime. I kind of...
And I think that it's because you have the maraschino cherry in each of our tiny glasses.
Oh, yeah.
That it throws off the balance of the... Because I'm getting a lot of the, like... liqueur from the also mine, like my cherry was
broke.
Like, totally destroyed.
Alright, we can't all be winners.
Mine's delicious. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Hey, I don't know if you mean it, but I appreciate it.
It's good. Yes. It's not too sour. Not too whiskey.
Bitch, don't make me cry.
It's right in the middle, bitch.
Our producer Maggie was helping me out making it, and she was like, too much, too little, and I'm like, alright, cool. And then I just freehanded some of the stuff.
I can dig it.
I think this is a great drink. I mean...
Okay, I had some of Maggie's where it didn't have an exploded cherry in it. Yeah, that's a pretty good whiskey sour.
This man over here. Complain.
Love this drink. If you don't like whiskey, and for some reason you can taste it in this, you can have the same drink with amaretto. So.
Also, if you don't like whiskey, this is still the drink for you. Like,
oh, right, I think the lemon juice is just pulpy.
Yeah.
That's why it looks like froth.
Ours doesn't have egg white, but whiskey sours are delicious. Like, if you're not a whiskey drinker, but you want to fit in, I think it's great. Be careful if you have too many of these. You're definitely going to go cray-cray. Brie, what do you think?
It's really refreshing. I really like it. I think you did a great job.
Hell yeah. Guys, Dos Equis in the first round was a win. Whiskey sour in the second round, win.
Double win.
Double win. All right.
So here's my move with a whiskey sour.
Mm-hmm.
This is not to say that yours is bad or that I would.
What do you do?
Did you just hear that?
This is not what I'm saying.
He said yours was bad.
Hey, I did not. I trust my friend that he's giving me some.
I prefer, and I talk about this when I do any whiskey cocktail.
Classic
I prefer
about their preferences.
I do prefer to use a higher proof whiskey in cocktails to cut through the. all the juices and other things in there, just to, because I still want to taste. Carter's like, no.
Well, we talked about this last time.
It depends.
I prefer it.
I like a cocktail that you don't only taste the spirit, because then you might as well just be drinking the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's why I'm saying, like, Evan Williams Bottled and Bond is a perfect example. Yeah. Of, like,
he's got a point there.
I don't know. I think it's still... I think 100 proof spirit is totally fine in a cocktail. In
yeah, it stuff. Depends on the cocktail.
And we talked about this the last time, too, was, like, choosing when to, like, use that. Because, I mean, I... Because we're so... If you don't drink liquor or nice price liquor for a while, you assume that, like, mixing it is bad. And so it's kind of like, well, I'm like, Evan Williams, cheap, it's great.
Evan Williams, the white label?
Yeah.
Less than $15.
Yeah. But also, like you said, I mean, at restaurants, people don't make things with, like, bottom shelf stuff. Like, no. Cocktails. You're normally going to have nice cocktails. And you're right. If I used a nicer liquor, I mean, it would probably be also pretty good and maybe better.
But that being said, the point I was trying to get to, I got sidetracked.
It's, no, yeah, but yeah, your taste. And that's a good point. And the whiskey sour is a sweet drink.
Yeah. And I prefer to also use a maple syrup instead of a simple syrup. Mm-hmm. And I think it gives it, especially with that Evan Williams, I think it does something really cool.
Man, you and Riverdale just...
Me and Riverdale?
They make a lot of maple syrup stuff in Riverdale.
Oh, do they?
There's a maple syrup plant factory in town. So they make, like, rum out of maple syrup and maple syrup cocktails.
Sure.
And I'm like, wow.
I think it works really well. I think I recommend it. If you can do it next time, get yourself a high-quality maple syrup. So don't just be, like, using Mrs. Butterworth's or something that's, like, maple-flavored corn syrup or something. Use...
If I want to use Mrs. Butterworth's.
I mean, you're just not going to get the same complexity out of it.
Well...
Question for Maggie.
It's also thicker. Real maple syrup is not that thick.
But you love whiskey sours. Is there a place you can remember that you've had a really good one or you'd like to have? Or a fond memory associated with whiskey sours?
Did Botticelli's do a good whiskey sour?
Botticelli's smells so much like a peach.
So did Drinkwell.
Drinkwell?
Drinkwell, the bar.
Mm-hmm. On
North Loop, yeah.
Yeah, so... They do a good one. Whiskey sour was what Maggie ordered on our first date.
Yeah. That is correct.
Cute.
And what I ordered was...
That's going in the wedding speech.
Jack and Coke.
I ordered a Jack and Coke.
Wow. And she's so still going to marry you?
Jack and Coke's delicious.
You know, I think she knew... She was like, oh. Yeah, I will admit, I was a sophomore in college. I had no clue.
What?
What I was doing, I just knew that a Jack and Coke you could get anywhere, and it was hard to fuck up.
It is very hard to fuck up, which begs the question, how did Jack Daniels fuck up their Jack and Coke in a can?
Because they didn't use Coke.
Well, exactly. Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
It's already, yeah.
They could have used Coke, just not called it that.
Well, I don't. You legally probably could not.
Price-wise.
What Big Coke doesn't know won't hurt them.
Bree, you have other drinks for us. It's second drink time?
Yes.
You're so apprehensive.
Well, the first drink wasn't really mine, but...
This is your drink. This is what you bought.
This is my drink, yes. I got my hands on the Peach Crown Royal, and I'm really excited to try it. We have a glass of just the whiskey that we're going to try, and then we're going to pour some sweet tea into it.
And this is... This
you is made the too. Same face I did, Maggie.
This smells like peach syrup.
It does.
There is a hint of alcohol in there. You get your nose real deep.
Tastes a bit like peach syrup, too.
This is great. It's not strong enough to be called actual whiskey. It's... So this is a 70 proof, I believe. Maggie has thoughts.
Okay, in high school, I used to have a vape pen that had peach-flavored syrup. This is what it tastes like.
You know, a what?
A vape pen.
Oh, back when Maggie used to be a vape god?
All right. Yes. Correct.
Why don't we have more vape god Maggie?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're
right.
Thank you.
It's kind of like, you know when...
Why does it burn, though?
You know when the doctor, or like the, you know when the dentist
will
put like,
I'm from the Midwest, I can take my
breath. The dentist will put like the mint stuff in your mouth, but a little bit will get on your tongue, and you're like, oh, that's like so strong.
Here, Wendy, could you pour this?
Why is it so strong?
I just feel like that's a disaster waiting.
It's a little bit like that, but peach instead of mint.
That's anyway, fine. That's more than
the enough. Caffeine in this one little sip of tea is going to keep me up all
anyway,
night.
This is a seasonal flavor. Apparently, it's really hard to find. I walked into a Specs and they had 3 bottles, so I was really excited to buy one for you all.
Did you buy one for us all?
I bought one for myself to share with you temporarily.
Mm-hmm. So you did not buy 3 bottles?
No.
It sounded like you bought 3 bottles.
I kind of thought about it, but
you hadn't even tried it yet.
Right.
Yeah, what if it tasted like shit?
There are people that are really, what really if? Into this one. And I will admit, it's not the worst flavored whiskey.
Yeah, this. I was going to say, really the Blue Diamond Sour, I'm good. I got it.
I was Red, like, Diamond, it really
Red
well
Diamond Sweet Tea is good.
I could drink this all day, honestly.
This is how they get you.
If you want to put whiskey in tea.
That whiskey didn't mix. It was all at the bottom.
Yeah, some of us are shaking our drinks.
I did.
Stirring.
I agree with you, Robbie. I think the whiskey was surprisingly hotter than I thought it was going to be. I mean, not...
It's really sweet.
But, yeah. No, it literally does taste like...
Like sugar.
Yeah, it does taste like sugar.
Yep. And that's because you don't take your best quality whiskey and proof it down and add flavor to it. You take the stuff that turned out a little bit harsh.
In conclusion, this will be my summer drink.
Thank you. Yeah, you little freak. Bringing crown.
Do we have enough cups? Oh, there's a fly on my fucking cup.
You invited
Carter's got a drink here for us next.
Is what it are time we for my drink?
We should probably rinse out a couple of glasses.
Well,
Carter, would you please?
Please, Carter.
Come on, Carter. Don't worry, we got
this. I have 2 clean ones here, so I only need to rinse out 3, right?
4, please.
I have 2.
You should try it. Have you tried
it? I have 2. What's 2 + 3, Wendy?
All right. I just want to make sure we're including Maggie. I would make it really
Maggie,
clear.
I guess just grab the rest of the Glencairns for
me. Maggie, what did you think? I don't think you like it.
Okay. The plain Crown Royal.
Too much. I understand.
It's too much peach. But with the sweet tea, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty drinkable.
Have you had any of the other Crown Royal flavors?
I have had Crown Apple before.
I had the apple with some ginger ale, and it was delicious.
Well, what do you think, Robbie, of the Crown Apple on its own?
The Crown Apple's fine on its own. It's been a long time since I've had it.
I mean, because they do. I know.
And they don't do a cinnamon crown, do they?
I don't know. I hope not. I thought they did like a sea salt.
I mean, I didn't know if they were trying to. Oh, they have the sea salt and caramel one.
That's what I thought.
And Carter's got a Glen Carroll.
Sea salt and caramel. But that's what I'm saying.
Now
like
sea salt crown.
That's like.
The
thing about Crown is that they have flavored whiskeys all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. We are good to go for the one after Carter's.
But they have a lot of them. So I think you
can find. What did you think? I don't feel like anybody said what they thought.
I said what I thought about the peach.
I thought the whiskey, I thought the liqueur itself was pretty harsh.
Yes.
I will not be drinking it again.
There were 2 stages to it. There was a harsh, like.
I will not.
It was
I will
truly
not be
like
drinking
a harsh, like a burn that I was
I'll
not
sweet
expecting.
Tea.
And there was a peach syrup
never
flavor.
Never bought sweet tea before.
I think
you picked a good one.
I think the panel of Tap Heads regulars agreed.
Red Diamond's good.
Whiskey on its own was.
Yeah,
but with the tea, it was delicious.
I like putting whiskey with tea. I'm a whiskey and tea guy.
Do you normally do regular whiskey, or do you do flavored whiskey?
This is a pretty color.
Grab Old Tub from the bar cart.
Old Tub.
Yeah, oh, we've done Old Tub on the show.
We've done Old Tub, yeah.
Yeah, so I will do an Irish breakfast tea with 1.5 ounces of Old Tub in it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
So this stuff here.
Yeah.
Old Tub. So he does this with just tea.
I love the color on this. Ooh.
This is a very cute color.
Yeah, I love it.
This is our second long drink in a row.
It's great.
Let me get the other can.
Wow, someone doesn't know how to pour. Our glasses aren't evenly poured.
Should have had the scientists do it.
I already like it.
What's
Some
going
on? Some of us are actual scientists.
You're just twisting it?
I don't know.
Just pull it out.
No, I was trying to put it back.
Oh, gotcha.
So, like they've mentioned, Carter has poured for us another long drink tea. This one's different from the one we had last time.
What'd you guys have last time?
Just the basic long drink.
And it was so good, Brie. Highly recommended. It was like
this is a flavor?
The Finnish long drink.
This one's cranberry.
This is long drink cranberry.
I think I'll like it. I love cranberry.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to get everyone's thoughts.
Let me wash my taste palette with my Dos Equis.
Initially, I don't smell anything.
It tastes like long drink with cranberry juice in it.
It really doesn't have a scent, which is weird.
It smells like seltzer.
It doesn't have much of a flavor at all.
This tastes kind of like just like soda. I don't know. Robbie, you're correct. If not, maybe the long drink on its own was.
It doesn't really taste like the long drink as much.
Mm-hmm.
This tastes like a cranberry, like a canned cranberry cocktail. I'd rather have the long drink.
That's exactly what I thought. This isn't bad.
So sorry for you.
But
I didn't have the long
as soon as I tried it.
This is fine.
As soon as I tried it. No, I agree. It's like meh. Mm. And I was just wanting to get everyone else's thoughts to like reaffirm what I was thinking. Because I was like, oh. Because
that long drink was so surprisingly good.
Yes. And it was out of stock.
So the way to really? Describe.
They only had the diet long drink and the cranberry.
Oh, wait, there's
and
a
you want the extra. Long drink?
There's a super long drink, which is like 8.5 ABV. There's a diet long drink, then the regular that we had, and then the cranberry.
And you didn't go super? You didn't.
They didn't. They only had the cranberry in the diet. Oh,
okay.
Cranberry was the right way.
And I wanted to try the cranberry.
That's fair. The original long drink tastes a lot like Squirt.
It tastes like Fresca.
Mm. And Fresca,
it's
yes.
Squirt and gin is what it is.
Yeah, and it was really good. And, like, this one just is, like you guys said.
It's fine.
You're right. It's just... But it's not, like... It doesn't...
Pass me those Glens, guys.
It kind of tastes like the...
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. Bottle pop.
Oh.
That was an okay one.
I already drank out of that one, so make sure it's mine.
This one's Carter's.
All right, you know what I could do with this? I could add some vodka.
Yeah, it'd probably be killer.
I don't
really
taste much cranberry. It's a very light cranberry.
It is a pretty light taste.
Yeah.
Which one's Carter's?
This one.
I only need a little bit. I already
drank some. Pour it up. Carter's staying over.
That's fine.
I just opened another long drink.
Thank you.
Nice. Who still needs one? You need
it. Do it for the
anyone
fans
else want
more
time. Long drink?
I'm good.
I still got my dose.
All right.
This
we
does
have...
taste a lot like flavored water, though. Like,
yeah, that was like the most seltzery.
It's right, right? This was much more along the lines of
right.
The seltzers.
It literally tastes like seltzered. Cranberry. And it would be
I said
delicious
it
kind of
tastes like soda, but like
I would recommend everyone nuts. Take some drink some water or something to cleanse their palate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink more long drink.
I finished my long drink. I have Dos Equis.
All right. Just take my water.
Mm-hmm. I already tried this with a clean palate.
You did.
Alright.
Would you like just a sip of water?
I can't wait to try this. I've seen ads for it.
So this is this is one of my favorite scotches we have right now. I have on the cart right now. This is the Dalmore Cigar Malt Reserve. This is a Highland Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. Comes at 44% alcohol by volume. Brie, have you ever had straight whiskey outside of a shot?
No.
No. Okay, so let's talk about how to try whiskey.
Okay. You gave her a great glass for it.
Yes,
I love
this. This is a Glencairn. This is the preferred glass for tasting whiskey.
It's an actual Glencairn.
It looks like a light.
You get a lot of fake Glencairn.
There are a lot of fakes out there. They're not hard to find the originals, though. Crate and Barrel has them in, like, fucking buckets. Like,
I reached out to Glencairn, actually, to try and get a person.
To Glencairn?
Yes. To get there, well, I actually, like, I emailed them, like, in Scotland and was like, hey, I was looking at getting, like, a personalized, because they have ones on their website that you can get them, like, personalized, them in different colors and things.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
like,
you can order these, I have ones from Crowded Barrel that we just got here.
And I was like, oh, looking again, because I was going to get one for my brother's birthday. And they literally said, well, you're in Texas and we're in Scotland, why don't you just buy one in America? And I said... Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what the process is for getting the personalized ones, but
describe the shape of the glass.
It's kind of light bulbish.
Like the lanterns at Cracker Barrel, but miniature.
Yeah, pretty much.
Barrel. That's a good one. I like that.
So, Brie, what you do when you try a whiskey?
Okay.
You're gonna put your nose in. Gonna sniff, and once it burns, just pull back a little bit.
Yeah, it burns.
Okay. So, this is a Highland single malt scotch. It's...
I'm sorry. You're good. Carter and I were making eye contact because I thought I caught a bug. So sorry.
Who remembers how to taste whiskey from the...
Quiz time.
I drink it.
Wendy just drinks it.
You swirl?
Swirl, just get swirl. An idea of the alcohol content. Which
you,
is
you sniff?
I love these glasses. I don't know if I love the whiskey sip? Or the glass, but I love the smell.
This has got a great scent on it.
You sip?
This is, credit to Maggie for finding this for me.
If you inhale while you sip, you get an even richer flavor.
So I should be doing that?
So the first sip you're going to take it like a hot sip of coffee. Like if you're just going for a hot coffee, just get a little bit, just give you an idea.
Mm-hmm. Let it kind of rest on your tongue.
Second one, let it rest on your tongue. First one, do the hot sip.
I like this
and
one.
And then I want you to, Brie, I want you to get real close to the mic and then just swallow.
I
know
like
this
one.
Is pretentious, but this is weird. This is the most expensive bottle of whiskey on the cart. So I'm
nervous.
I
haven't even tried it yet.
Don't, look, just smell it and then just literally take a sip.
I've had scotches I've had like dark, like scotches that taste like... Someone took an ashtray and then scooped up some boggy water, like
Lafroig's
bog water.
You had one like that, right?
Mossy bog water.
Didn't you have a
the Lagavulin?
The Lagavulin, yeah, the Lagavulin,
which is not even like the most.
No, my brother got one that for Christmas that I tried. That
what did he get?
That was even more. Oh, I'd have to look it up.
Yeah,
but it was also like it's like pours black, and you're like,
yeah,
and it tastes like.
But you did it
like mossy bog water. Okay.
So, thoughts, Brie, you had your first sip of a straight whiskey?
Yes, I asked scotch. Wendy if smoky was an accurate term to describe which is really what
it's
I think.
It's a cigar malt.
Yeah, so let's read the back here. So, this is matured initially in white oak.
Why don't we all have cigars with it?
We could.
Probably got blank.
In American white oak ex-bourbon casks and 30-year-old sherry butts, which are sherry casks. This exceptional whiskey is then... finessed in premier Cru Cabernet Sauvignon wine barrels to create the perfect accompaniment to the finest of cigars. I've not actually had this with a cigar at this time, and I've already had a cigar today, so I'm not going to do another one. But
well. Yeah, when's enough?
When is enough?
I like this. I mean, I don't know if it's because the glass makes me take smaller sips or what.
So is my second sip the same hot coffee situation, or can I take some more?
The second one you want to like rest it in your mouth to kind of get all the flavor.
Ooh. I did that with the first one.
Well.
That's totally fine. No, that's fine.
You're fine.
Something that I like to do that Robbie taught me is that.
Don't shoot it.
When you drink it, you can kind of breathe out. Don't do it at the same time. But take a sip.
Just spit the drink out.
Okay. Take a sip and then kind of breathe out. And you can kind
of, out of my nose, I guess.
No, in your mouth. And you can kind of feel the heat in your mouth.
You can feel the heat, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think this one has a really interesting toffee note that like just overwhelms the entire thing.
I smell the toffee for sure.
Yeah.
I love toffee.
Also, it doesn't always happen. I'm not trying to do it exactly. I did it and then I was like, this didn't happen to me.
I'm supposed to breathe out of my mouth with liquid in my mouth?
No. So here, I'll show you.
Okay.
Take the sip.
Whoa. I'm going to make sure there's no dead air while we're all watching.
Tongue
Robbie.
To the top of the mouth.
Uh-huh.
Just breathe out.
Let it breathe.
Without so take the sip. Take the sip. Swallow.
Ugh.
Tongue to the top of your mouth. Breathe out.
Would it hurt your sensibility if I mix it with the long drink?
No, because I got a lot of it left. I got a lot
it's
of this
left. It's
easier
when you have a little more of it. But it's just a fun. I like it. Like you
yeah,
this,
for sure.
So this is probably the bottle that's going in the groomsmen room before the wedding.
Oh, I thought you were making your own blend.
It's still there on the cart. I just kind of gave up on it once I got too many whiskeys.
It's a hard thing, and if you don't, especially like knowing what that's you've fair. Had to drink, whiskey on its own is so. It's like it's hard to get into because it's just like, and also too, especially in Texas. Whiskey's big here.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to tell you how to drink it, what's the best.
This looks like the Isle of Total Wine.
But normally...
Oh, you got the High West.
I love that.
A lot of whiskeys,
I love High West.
They're like,
did I recommend it to you?
They're sweet.
No, I just found it online.
But not in the sweet, in like a fruity way.
Oh, I've loved the High West for years.
Vanilla kind of way.
I figured I would have recommended it to you.
He mentioned like toffee, caramel.
I had a cocktail with the double.
This is a really smoky one, which I guess makes sense because it's a cigar malt. It's not,
and this is not the smokiest of scotches.
It's
this
really
is
not.
Still a Highland.
But this, I like. This is not a very
lots
by
of
far. This
flavor.
Is not. There are some scotches that taste literally like an ashtray. Like they filled up an ashtray full of water, and you're drinking it.
Yeah. Something to keep in mind too, if you decide you want to pick up a whiskey, a simple
here,
one is just blended whiskeys and just a straight bourbon whiskey or whatever. Just because personally, like a personal favorite of mine is a blended whiskey. Which comes out very sweet, but this one is not that, and so you won't get as like a mishmash of stuff. Like this is going to be straight heat. What are they using?
This I just want to
from the Scotch back of the long drink.
Yeah, you want to smell this?
Did not mix well.
So sorry. I know how much you love this.
I don't know. I drank that last one really weird.
It's an experience. I love. That's. I had to tell you to do it because I love when Robbie taught me it, and I'm like, I'm a dragon.
12-year-old Viking Honor.
So that smells much more smoky than...
Do you have the down one? Oh, yeah, we still have it.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, so this is from the islands. This is not even an Isla Scotch. I don't have an Isla on the table, I don't think. On the cart
just
right
full
now,
of peat. And...
We've also had other whiskeys that are actually surprisingly sweet.
Hand me the...
It really depends what they
hand me the Heaven Hell.
But, like... Those characters, like, this is a
grabbing balls
characteristic you'll probably find in a lot of them, is that they're kind of
fetch
hot,
me.
Drunk,
yeah, for sure.
In some weird.
So this is a bourbon.
Okay, here's another one.
This is great. This is a great experience.
This one definitely smells sweeter.
Really?
Yeah, I smell the toffee in this one. I don't really know what I'm smelling here.
Does that one smell
try
like...
smelling your arm or something if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, try smell. Smell your arm between.
You want a cleanser for your nose. You're smelling a lot of strong stuff.
So that one should smell like brown sugar.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Like maybe some cherry or something
it
like that.
It definitely smelled sweeter after I...
You got your own scent?
Yes.
Oh, this smells delicious.
This stuff is... Do you want to pour yourself some? Just pour yourself some.
Go for it.
I'm going to hang
this
here.
Is one of my
favorites. We're hanging after this.
I was going to say, we're going to have to hang you for a bit.
This is one of my
favorite
bourbons.
I have no plans tomorrow.
That smells good.
And then, you know
this
what?
One personally
screw
smells
it. Can you get
me
to the bullet rye?
Jesus Christ.
So
it's way in the back.
You can keep drinking. You can drink it however you want.
I just wanted to smell the differences here.
Yeah.
And
we've only done 25 minutes, so I'm like,
okay.
We might
good.
As well do more.
No, I mean, if she's here, she want to learn.
The small rye. It's behind the wild,
so
the wilderness.
My
actually,
favorite whiskey that I've had.
Grab the square bottle behind the 1792.
TX whiskey has a blended whiskey that's very sweet, and it's so.
So,
what is whiskey?
A blended whiskey.
I appreciate your question.
They put it in a blender.
Robbie, could you explain what a blended whiskey is?
So, a blended whiskey is.
No, that's not what it is. They put it in a blender,
that's
they
a
make
straight,
it into a smoothie.
That's a single barrel rye right there. So you're going to get more, from that you're going to get more of the, you're going to get like piney almost, more of an herbal.
Herbal for
this
sure.
This was the scotch that my brother got.
Oh, the Port Charlotte, that's good stuff.
It smells good.
Yeah, I like that stuff a lot. That's a cask strength bourbon, or a cask strength rye.
Wait, so what is a blended whiskey?
So a blended whiskey is... It doesn't necessarily fit into any
different
particular...
Different kinds of whiskeys blended together.
Yeah. Carter got it there. Different kinds of whiskeys blended together. It doesn't fit into one category neatly, like a bourbon or a scotch or any...
So I mean, those are both types of whiskeys?
So, in America...
Okay.
Whiskeys are either going to be... Or they're going to be one of three things, typically.
Okay.
They're going to be a bourbon... Which has to be made in America. It has to be 51% corn. Has to be aged in new charred American oak barrels.
I feel like I've listened to you tell me this before.
The next thing it can be is a rye, which is essentially a bourbon, but instead of 51% corn, it needs to be 51% rye at the very least.
Okay.
Then you have American whiskeys, which can be blended. They can be just about anything. They just have to be made in America. And so TX blended whiskey is an American whiskey, technically. And it's a blend of several different kinds of whiskey that...
Dude, kissing my...
That was... Oh, it was so loud. That was the awful. Tape.
Kissing my peace sign and sending it up above.
But TX whiskey's good. That being said, blended whiskey... Almost all whiskey itself is actually blended. I mean, the only one that I gave you that was not a blend in some form was that rye that I let you smell, because that was a single barrel rye. Mm-hmm. Everything else is typically blended to be a certain to fit a certain flavor profile. So that cigar malt is blended to taste like that cigar malt nearly every bottle you have of it. The hand me the Johnny Walker Green Label.
Robbie just name dropping all these things on the podcast, being like, Maggie, grab me this 1969.
They're like, they're not alphabetized.
They're not. I'm sorry.
Grab right us our that finest one liqueur.
So then this.
Come on, Maggie.
So when it comes to
Green
Scotch,
Label.
When it comes to Scotch, the way that you you differentiate is that things come down to, they're called either single malts or blended malts or blended Scotch whiskey is, or single malt. So what that, all those things mean different things. So blended means it's a mix of different distilleries, different places that they make it. So this Johnny Walker Green comes from different distilleries. Malt, meaning it's all 100% malted barley. And then Scotch whiskey, of course, meaning it's whiskey made in Scotland. So then this, all malts, different distilleries.
Did I just learn that Scotch was made in Scotland?
Did you? Oh, I don't know.
I did. I don't know what this one smells like to me.
This is probably going to be the most peat. Maybe the Viking Honor, the Highland Park 12. Is a little more peated, but I would say that this is a
Could you define what that means?
Thank you.
Peat is a kind of moss that comes from swamps.
It's, oh, okay. It's literally mossy bog water.
And so what it's used is it comes out and...
You drink that.
They create dry bricks of it, and then they use that to start a fire and smoke out and dry the malted barley so that it's ready for the actual process. But that does bring... That smoky, that boggy...
flavor.
Tastes like you're in a bog.
I disagree, but also agree.
I just want to ask...
I mean, it's not a bad bog.
I want to ask the group, now, thinking of the process you just described, does this mean that someone out there one day was like, I'm going to try to light this thing up and see how it goes?
I mean, I think it was just... we're trying to dry these malts so that we can make the booze water. What can we light on fire to dry it out? And it was just the moss from the bog.
I'm like, well, there's so much moss in that bog. You have to think, this is Scotland. They've got bogs everywhere.
That's yeah.
Take me home. Wrong one. I can't... Loch Lomond. I couldn't remember the word for that.
I was going to say that was...
Not the same one.
Country Road, West Virginia.
Yes.
Lagavulin.
You know, West Virginia, Scotland, same thing.
Oh, Bonnie on Lass on the hills of Scotland.
Are you thinking of when Mark Strong sings it in Kingsman and he has a Scottish accent?
I don't know the words to Loch Lomond.
Well.
Oh, Danny boy.
The pipes are calling.
Oh, I will not be able to sing this. You'll take the high road, I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you.
That's What's not the song from the beginning of Brave?
If you had a chance to Brave change your defeat, would you?
Would you? That's a good, I like that impression.
And I think her mom's a bear or something. Maybe her dad.
No. Spoilers to all our kids.
Anyway.
Spoilers.
What's everyone's ranking?
Are we ranking this shit tonight?
I don't even remember everything we drank.
What was everyone's favorite tonight? Here, favorite from the first half, favorite from the second half.
The Chilton, no.
Favorite from the first half, Carter.
Oh, definitely the thing you brought.
The Long Gone Blonde?
Yeah, it was delicious.
All right. And then, Bree, your favorite from the first half of the episode?
What are my options again?
Long Gone Blonde, the wine, this one. The Chilton Goza, and the Dos Equis.
Probably the Long Gone Blonde.
This is just me stroking my ego here.
Stroking something.
Wendy, your favorite from the first half?
This is you stroking your ego and breaking my heart. Because that means she didn't choose Dos Equis.
Dos Equis is my second.
No, it's cool. It's okay.
And then the wine and then the Chilton.
Look, I was also going to pick the beer, all right?
I was a big winner tonight.
That Long Blonde, delicious. I think it's really good. I also did like that wine a lot. Reds are great.
We need to go to Whitestown sometime. It's literally right by here.
And a sleepover.
My favorite still goes to the Long Gone Blonde. Second, the Cabernet Trois. Maggie, do you have thoughts on the first half?
Well, it was my first time trying Dos Equis, and I was actually really impressed.
Maggie, it was my first time too, and I was also impressed.
Now, your dad is a big Dos Equis drinker. How have you never had Dos Equis?
I don't know. I never thought I would like it. Actually, I haven't really tried much Mexican beer at all.
Okay. You should try Pacifico.
I can't wait to meet Maggie's dad and just show up with a pack of Dos, and I'll be like, party's here!
Bringing it to the wedding, right?
Yes!
He'll be your best friend for the night.
Just come in with the two, like...
Yeah.
And then when he's like, oh no, no beer salt, I'm going to pull out my pocket and toss him and be like, you got it, kid.
You just
got
to toss beer salt. I once...
You need to throw salt in someone's eyes.
A couple of Christmases ago, when you gave me that lovely Tito's Christmas sweater.
Oh, what a time.
It was beautiful. Thank you again.
I had one for you, and it's lost somewhere. I have it in my house.
I do love it.
Have it.
I've worn it at two different occasions. But... at my, like, Spilliers family Christmas, uh-huh. I bought a whole bunch of the tiny bottle, like, airport, like, little travel bottles of Tito's.
Yeah.
And I had them just, like, filled in my pockets. And as people would, like, arrive or, like, be walking around chatting at Christmas, I'd just, like, hand them out. I was like a little Tito's fairy, just like...
Tito's Santa.
Yes.
That's good.
Thank you.
Gifting people with little Tito's.
Hearing Carter's idea... Look, and we can talk
so
about
So I'm like, you can do that later. With the beer salt. You're just like chunking beer salt if all night at the wedding.
If you two need a standing position or a shuttle guide or something, someone to do something like Carter is suggesting, I got it. Just let me know.
Not Carter, who just said he has experience?
I mean, I'll audition for the process.
Why are you doing all the best man stuff?
Well, we also have beer burros. We do have the donkeys.
That's
that
true.
Have the
you did it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Beer donkeys? Beer donkeys at the wedding.
Wendy, their names are Waylon and Willie after Waylon
Incredible.
And Willie Nelson.
I love them already.
I'm going to mention this in the speech.
Wendy and I are going to stand Waylon and Willie.
Yes, and they're going to be carrying.
We're going to be there all night, just us and the Burrows.
So what was your favorite from the second half, Carter?
Well, big winner tonight is Robbie DeShazer. The scotch was my favorite, followed very closely by Wendy's Whiskey Sour.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to know she did a good job.
She did do a good job. I had a cherry explode in mine in that.
Regardless of what Robbie said... We all know how he thinks, but I loved Wendy's Whiskey Sour. It was delicious. I'm sorry, Bree, that Peach was not there tonight.
It's all right.
Both of mine were disappointments. I get it. Like, I'm there with you.
Ouch.
But
no, got a good point,
I think yours were worse
right?
than, yours were worse than mine.
But that's okay.
One, you didn't need to vocalize that.
Okay,
sorry. Two, it's who cares? He's a white man. Three, but
it's
that's
fair.
The point he's making is that yours were better than his.
Anywho, Robbie won is my big winner tonight because both the beer and the scotch, both delicious, both things I would love to drink again. Everything else we had tonight, aside from your lovely whiskey sour, and the rest of the long drink, and I have two more cans of the Chilton.
What are you saying about the Cabernet Trois?
Oh, yeah! I completely forgot. It was good, too. Yeah.
Well, this is second half.
It was fine.
I know. He was just saying the only things he'd drink again were the...
Oh, you're right. I would drink the Cabernet Trois again. I've had other red blends that I liked more, but it was good.
Yeah, we'll need to go do a tasting at Grape Creek.
I just want to go to... I haven't done Fredericksburg. I'd like to just try a bunch of the wineries.
We'll do it sometime.
And have somebody drive me home, because...
There's a wine bus.
Ooh. They have peach wine there.
Because I will not be driving home.
I mean, also, too, I think with, like, everything opening up, there's, like, wine bars in Austin that we should go to.
A wine bar?
All right, fine. I'll go with someone else. There's
I mean, I'd love to go. Like, but
Maggie
just
and Wendy can go to the wine
no,
bar.
No, I want to go to the wine bar.
No, honestly, you
uninvited.
Don't.
I want to go.
There's a Grove wine bar.
I just had never heard of. I'd never heard of a wine bar.
How have you never heard of a wine bar?
Well, no, like a it makes sense. But I'm thinking like wine cocktails.
No, they're like they're places.
No, they just feel like flights of wines.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense.
That is your scene.
Oh, 100%.
Yes, there are a couple.
There is a chain called Max's Wine Dive that does very good fried chicken.
I've been to a Max's Wine Dive. I got terrible service.
Ooh.
Some of the worst service I've ever had at a Wax's Wine Dive. A Max's Wine Dive. We got brunch there once, the Spilliards family. And let me tell you, it was an unpleasant experience. The fried chicken, just okay.
Our fried chicken was good. Maggie and I went before a Childish Gambino concert.
Fine.
Wow. Way to flex.
I mean, I've also seen Childish Gambino in concert.
Me too. So has Wendy.
All right, wait. Hold on. Are we trying to
Wendy was so close. Wendy met him.
I was just trying to remember whether it was Childish Gambino
Wendy
or Kendrick Lamar.
Wendy kissed him on the mouth.
One of the coolest experiences in my life was that I did watch Childish Gambino from the stage.
I cried.
I wasn't trying to make a big deal about Childish. I was just trying to remember which concert it was.
I have recordings on my phone.
It was just a concert at the Toyota Center that we went to get dinner
beforehand. Whoa, okay.
The Toyota Center.
Look, whoa. I have very few cool experiences in my life, so the many other experiences
Are you saying
won't
that
be.
This podcast is not a cool experience for you?
Wow.
I said what I said. I'm kidding.
Whoa.
Wow.
What a move. Everyone else on the show gets so defensive, and Wendy's like, no, fuck you.
And fuck me, because I'm on here. I'm kidding.
Whoa. I love this place.
Bree, what was your favorite from the second half?
I don't think I'm qualified to say that yours is my favorite, Robbie.
That's fair.
So I'm going
to
go
you
with...
You also... Look, none of this... You don't have to be qualified for
it. He's like, it was bad.
It's just... It's whatever you like.
Were there flavor profiles that existed? Yes.
Did this taste... I think.
My taste buds acknowledge that there
your
was
butt?
My your taste, butt? My taste.
My you know, butt tasted everything.
You know, my taste bud. Ass.
Your whiskey ass, alright?
Anyway, I'm going to go with Wendy's Whiskey Sour. It was delicious. It was really refreshing.
Wendy's in tears.
I
just
even
for the
enjoyed
audience at home.
The cherry that was overpowering it.
Alright, first half though, what did you like in the, first half?
Yeah, I said the Long Gone Blonde.
Oh, right. Sorry.
It's okay.
Winnie, we all know your favorite's the long drink. Hmm?
Did you answer for the first half?
Yeah, she said the long gone.
What's your second half favorite?
My first half favorite was also the long gone.
Your second half, though.
Well, I haven't even gotten to my first
one. No, you said your first one. We all said our first ones already.
I don't think Wendy did.
I didn't. I'm
sitting right next to her. We're sharing a mic.
I'm also sitting next to her.
No, I didn't think we said it because I think Carter said...
I can't
said,
recall.
No, it's that Carter said he liked the long blonde and we're all like, yeah, bro, that was good. And so I think we all just confused that for we all agree that was our favorite because it was my favorite.
Well,
fuck off.
Sorry, I was just following along that.
The dose was good when I added tequila to it. I don't know if I ever circled back on that.
Wendy, your second round favorite.
My second round favorite was also the whiskey. I mean, my whiskey sour was fine, but I like...
Steve Holt.
Now that we...
Steve Holt!
But the downward that I was... Yeah, no,
Uncle
it was
Mike.
Good. It was actually very, I think, easy drinking
my
kind
favorite.
Of whiskey compared to some of the stuff we've had. It'd been really hot, but that I liked it, and I would have it again.
And I'm going to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I win tonight. I was going to be... I think your whiskey sour is great once
Can
I had the
someone
one
hit the fuck
floor.
Off button?
Oh, fuck off.
I'd already hit it for Wendy when she was saying that she hadn't given her first round yet.
I didn't.
I promise you if we listen back to it.
All right, we're going to hear it.
You're going to have to
listen
on
Thursday.
All right.
My favorite of the first half was actually Wendy's tiny bottle of beer salt. It's adorable.
And you win it for that.
You said you were a winner.
I was going to be humble. I think your whiskey sour was actually very good. Once I tried it without like a full exploded chip.
Stop, little freaks. Stop.
I like a whiskey sour. And I feel like I maybe with my criticisms and my changes, I didn't. I don't want to seem like I was taking away from it.
Don't listen to these haters. You were not doing that. You were.
We were discussing. I thought we were discussing a cocktail.
Look, you and I are both. We're both scholars in this area.
People of exquisite taste.
Yes.
We're not sitting here licking salt off our fingers like
I poured it directly in my mouth. She was the one licking it off of her fingers.
My palm, but yeah. But I get what you were saying. Because we talked about it last time, too, was that, like... Because I always thought, I'm like, why would I use a nicer liquor if I'm going to mix it up? But it's like you said... Here.
Grab the Evan Williams.
Oh, my God.
Just grab it. Just
outside of the whiskey sour, what else
you don't have to, Maggie.
Like?
Don't do it. Fight back. You don't have to.
Maggie, you're producer of the show. You do what you want. All right, but Robbie, what else did you like?
I liked my whiskey.
It was good.
I'm going to mix up all of his whiskeys. I'm going to pour a little bit of each whiskey in every bottle. He'll never know.
I mean, that's not, like, I'm just... It's going to cut through that lemon juice and that simple syrup a little bit better than the 80 proof. And that's just my opinion. Just my opinion.
I think
and when it comes to the difference between...
Is that limoncello?
It is. There is limoncello on the bar cart.
I've smelled it. Thank you.
The top shelf just means it's more useful for cocktails.
I mean, you can just drink limoncello. I like to keep limoncello in my freezer.
Fair enough.
Shit gets cold.
But what were you saying, though?
Oh, I think it's worth it for what? A bottle of Evan Williams, like a regular 750 milliliter is what, $10? For the $5 extra, you're getting 100 proof, bottled and bond, which means it's at least 4 years. And I think it's just as good for cocktails. It's even, I think it's better straight than the regular Evan Williams. And it's kind of a hidden gem. So stock up on it before the price skyrockets.
Because I do really like Evan Williams, like the regular.
And I think Evan Williams gets a bad rap outside of the whiskey world. I think people see the label and I think they think, oh, off-brand Jack Daniels, but that's not what it is. It's much.
Oh, Evan Williams is better than Jack Daniels.
Yes.
And also too, I think like bringing back to the point of like using nicer liquor when it comes to making your cocktails, I'm like, there's a reason why restaurants do it. It's like you can make a great cocktail with it. So don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
Try your whiskeys and tell me what you like for your whiskey sour.
All right. Does everyone have their plugs ready to go?
Oh yes, you can find me on Twitter at CA Spilliards, like spill some yard and an S. You can find me on
TikTok
at Carter Spilliards, I think. if only I made TikToks. Follow me there.
I've been shadow banned on TikTok.
What?
You have to explain this. Don't just say it.
Applebee's TikTok should have gotten more engagement than it did.
I haven't even seen your Applebee's TikTok.
Exactly.
And I follow you.
Oh, you're just feeding the fire
We're
now.
Mutual.
Here's the thing. I made this.
I saw the Applebee's TikTok.
Yeah, it was just weird. It was the kind of stuff that blows up on TikTok, and I'm like, what have I done to get TikTok mad at me?
I mean...
Because it has... No, you commented
on it. I was checking the other day. Your old Disney TikTok's pretty high up there.
Yeah. That did
I have seen the Applebee's TikTok. I just saw a preview of the video that Brianna was watching. It's just Applebee's everywhere.
But did anyone see Phoenix's Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
It was so good.
No.
Why it's not viral, I don't know.
But to be clear, my Applebee's one, it has like a few people that I don't know that watch it and even commented and were like, this is hilarious, like this is going to go viral. And then like it just is not.
Sometimes it takes a bit.
My guess is because my other posts are about booze that TikTok doesn't like me.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, what about your plugs? Or one of the ladies'
plugs. Did you notice my plugs?
I did.
Are they from your butt?
Bow, bow.
Munch my butt.
Bow, bow.
That's my new thing, guys. It's my new...
This is your new thing, eating ass.
Well, okay, so...
Wendy's turning over a new leaf.
Maddie...
A.K.A.
My friend.
Let's talk about this off air. We've already gone through... You can find me on Twitter, at Robbie DeShazer. You can... you know, just go listen to the other shows. You know, Mania Moments with Robbie and Phoenix.
Film Fracas,
if you want to just go listen to all the old episodes.
Yeah, they're still there.
They're still there.
They'll be there forever. Brandon's eating salt.
Off her palms still.
Big fan.
Wendy, where can everyone find you?
What up? Wendy with the W here. You can find me at Wendy with the W.
Hey, it's Wendy.
On Twitter and Instagram. If you want me on Facebook, well, you gotta ask for it.
You have to send her a friend request.
Other than that, I hope you're all doing well.
Bree, do you want people to find you on the internet? Or
I prefer if people don't find me, but if you want to see my Twitter, it's Bree _ Space Cowboy. Thank you.
Maggie? Internet? No?
No.
No.
She doesn't believe in it.
What?
You can find me in Cedar Park.
All right. Oh.
That's an invitation.
Near the Whitestone Brewery.
We're in a neighborhood nearby Whitestone.
Any Whitestone.
If you hit the Whitestone, you've gone too far.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thanks for listening. I don't know what this show is anymore.
Hey, I love everyone. I hope you're all doing well. Have a great summer.
We clearly
didn't. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tap Heads. Make sure to give the show a 5-star rating wherever it is that you're listening. It really does help the show out. If you want to help buy us a beer, you can by going to anchor.fm/tapheads and click support this podcast. We love the support from our fans and we will be eternally grateful to you. You can always follow the show on Twitter @tapheadshow. And finally, remember to always drink responsibly. Thanks for listening and we'll be back with a new episode soon.
Media.